There's a tremendous amount of concern and fear, I would say, among the cannabis community right now, that just as we're going through a really robust and what seems to be preliminarily successful legalization in California, the federal government is again looking at prosecution.
Okay, Tim, you're in touch with a lot of people in the cannabis community. Your phone must have been ringing off the hook this week. Give me some insight into some of these conversations you've been having.
Sure. A lot of people are very worried that this will have a chilling effect on the efforts by Sonoma County and California to move cannabis into the regulated commercial market. And many people who were on the fence will decide to stay in the black market.
Okay, but let's go a little deeper. When the people have called up, what kinds of questions have they asked and what have you been able to tell them?
I think to this point in time, the questions have really been focused on, you know, what's going to happen now. And we don't really know much yet. We know that Jeff Sessions has given a lot more leeway to his local federal prosecutors to go after cannabis operators that, you know, may be legal in the state, but are still breaking federal law. But we don't know yet how those local federal prosecutors are going to react to that. So it's kind of a wait and see approach.
Okay, Linda, has there been an official response from the county, from the supervisors, from others in the county about this yet?
No, we haven't sort of published any official response from the county or, you know, issued a resolution or directed to write a letter or anything like that. So no official response yet. But I can say that my personal response and my personal opinion is that I find it very interesting that the Republican Party, which for long stood for fiscal responsibility and not spending money needlessly, is now going to waste a tremendous amount of money prosecuting something that a majority of the states in the United States of America have legalized to some extent. We have 29 states that have in some way or another legalized some form of cannabis. And so clearly the majority will in the United States right now is that we need to start treating this as different than, say, meth or, you know, heroin or the other drugs that, you know, people still do believe in prosecution. So the majority says we don't need to make this illegal. And yet the Republicans apparently would like to waste taxpayer dollars prosecuting people who are legal with local and state rules.
What would it look like if a prosecutor decided to, say, go after the dispensary in Sebastopol and say that they were breaking federal law? What would that look like?
In my opinion, it would be chaos. I think that it would create a tremendous amount of fear and undo a lot of good. It would also rob us of our ability to fund enforcement because now it is legal in the state and in Sonoma County. And so we rely on cannabis taxes in order to fund cannabis enforcement. So they would essentially shut down the businesses that are helping to keep our community safe, which would make absolutely no sense. But it would be chaos. And I think it would hurt a lot of people who, you know, are also medicinal users of cannabis, who rely on it for chemotherapy, for, you know, debilitating injuries that they can't recover from. You know, this is a very significant source of medicine for a lot of people in West County, and it would be horrible to disallow that from continuing.
Okay, Tim, take me back to the prehistoric ages, which, let's say, last week. there was a lot of confusion about January 1st rolling around, and can't I just go down the street and buy cannabis? What's going on in the county?
So the legalization of cannabis starting January 1st was a state law, but local land use controls still trump that state law. So each community could decide whether they would allow adult use cannabis and at what level, whether they wanted to allow retail, cultivation, manufacturing, et cetera. So although it became legal January 1st, it still is a local land use decision and issue.
Okay, and most of the municipalities and the places around Sonoma County are taking a little bit of a wait-and-see attitude, aren't they?
Yes, we have three municipalities that have adopted adult use local land use regulations. It's Cotati, Sebastopol, and the city of Santa Rosa. City of Santa Rosa's don't go into effect until January 19th, however, but in Cotati and Sebastopol, you could buy adult use cannabis on January 1st.
What about all the other places? What has to happen next for this to go forward?
Each city council or the Board of Supervisors has to make the decision and review whether or not adult use is appropriate in their particular community and make that policy decision.
So unfortunately, we are going to see a bit of a piecemeal approach from the consumer and from, you know, the sort of side of the industry. It isn't actually going to be a one-size-fits-all solution in Sonoma County, which I think can lead to a lot of confusion. So we have to keep educating people about where you can and can't purchase adult use cannabis. And so that it's going to be a little confusing for a while. But I think sooner or later, we'll probably see somewhat similar, if not exactly homogeneous, policies throughout the county.